you can prevent forest fires? You pressed you, referring to me. That is incorrect. The correct answer is you.
Harley in the morning on All Hits B93.
Ooh. Staying up till midnight is like really hard, isn't it?
It's a tough time. did you ever bang pots and pans at midnight?
No, I don't know why anybody would do that.
Okay, that was what I would do every
really?
Midnight when I was a kid. Traditionally, my mom would give me a big pot and a big spoon, and I'd just go on the front step and just bang the two together and make a lot of noise and go woo.
Is that like a traditional thing? Or
For me, it was.
Okay, good to know.
It's kind of lulled off in my adult years.
Okay, that's too bad.
I'm the girl that showers with you every morning.
You're taking your shower with me every morning?
Every morning.
Wow.
Yeah, we shower together every morning.
That's crazy.
No, it's great.
Three, who's this?
Oh my God, the callers are calling to you.
What, you weren't calling in to say that you take a shower with me every morning, or?
No.
Oh, dang, I thought I had another. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Question.
Sure.
Which cartoon has a character named Foghorn?
Really? Foghorn Leghorn from Looney Tunes. I say.
His name is Foghorn?
His name's Foghorn Leghorn.
Are you sure?
Yeah, have you ever watched the Looney Tunes?
I have, and that does not sound familiar at all.
Have you ever heard of the rabbit? What do they call that guy? Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, okay, there's Bugs Bunny, there's Sylvester the Cat, there's the Martian person.
Marvin the Martian? You got the names right on that one.
there's the chicken, there's the Roadrunner.
The chicken is Foghorn Leghorn. Like the big chicken? The rooster guy?
The annoying big red chicken is Foghorn?
I don't know if he's red. I thought he was like white with red features.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, his name's Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
What did you think his name was? Like Jerry?
No, I thought it was like Charlie or something like that.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Interesting.
What a stupid name, though, hey?
I've never heard of a cartoon character named Foghorn.
Yeah.
That makes sense because he's really loud and annoying.
It's kind of like me.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for agreeing on that.
You're welcome.
Radio next to the cows so they can listen to the show too, man.
Oh, yeah. They love it. They love it when they hear Harley in the morning.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they do. I tell you a fact, they produce more milk while they know Harley in the morning.
Siri.
Siri?
Yes.
Like the phone?
Yes.
I bet you've never gotten a comment about that.
Never.
Oh, good. Thankfully, I can be your first, Siri. Prefer it if you just listen to my show.
Well, you're quite the dude.
Hey, thanks, man. That's a great review.
I could go for a little coyote hunting with you out in the sticks.
What hunting?
Coyote hunting.
I usually say coyote. That's why I didn't pick up on it. I don't think I could do that, man. I've never hunted.
Not even deer?
I was the mascot for the A&W Bear. They have like 6 fans in that outfit.
Like just fans of A&W, like people that really like their onion rings and stuff. They just stuff them in the bear costume.
Yeah, you can just have a big old party in the bear costume.
Wow, okay, but real talk though, they have fans in that bear mascot costume.
There's 2 that are situated right up near the head, and then 4 down closer around the body.
Oh, so how did you get the job as the bear mascot for A&W? Did you just like eat 4 burgers a day?
I was at basketball.
Yeah.
And I was walking to a swimming pool and an RV hit me.
You were walking to the pool and an RV hit you.
Yeah.
You went from A to B really quickly. How did that happen?
Actually, this is Esther's mom. An RV didn't hit her. She walked into a parked RV.
I found out I was allergic to the nickel in the braces and the wire.
Wow.
They had to take off all my braces, and they had to put on pure porcelain braces and Teflon-coated wires.
Thankfully, that process afterwards sounds just as fun.
Oh, wasn't it though, man? It was awesome.
Yeah. But who would have ever guessed, like, oh yeah, I'm allergic to braces.
Right? So yeah. My whole year I spent.
Jeez, eh? So I got to ask, like you said, porcelain braces, is it just a bunch of like broken up plates in your mouth holding your teeth together? Or?
Waking up with Harley on All Hits V93.
Man, I was just listening, and I guess we should all group together on people who had no idea that tumbleweeds were a real thing. I moved from near Edmonton as well. And when I got here, that was the first thing that I had thought, these things actually exist. I thought they were just like a prop for Western movies to, like, you know, set the mood.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 and the tumbleweed rolls by.
Dun, 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 wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, exact same thing. So I just wanted to let everyone know that we're all together in the thinking tumbleweeds were a full-blown movie prop until I moved here.
Yeah, I was like, well, I believe that they existed at one point, but like my dumb lizard brain was like, they probably went away with the dinosaurs.
I wear glasses, and like they're kind of big glasses too, because I am essentially legally blind.
Okay, yeah, I'm not allowed to drive without my glasses.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to function as a human without my glasses.
Yeah.
And this fly, like I didn't even know it existed, because why would I? It's a fly, and I'd never heard it. Somehow maneuvered itself around my big glasses and went into my eyeball. Like,
no.
I flinched and I like covered my eye, and it was still trapped there. And so I'm like screaming,
no,
like, trying to get this bug, this stupid fly out of my eye.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, it was just traumatizing. And like, I went and like flushed my eye immediately, because I don't know where that fly has been.
Yeah, no foolies.
And, like, it was so horrible. Like, this stupid Amelia Earhart fly of the world maneuvered into my eyeball of all the places in my entire living room, which was that whole fly's entire world.
Oh, it's so gross.
So traumatizing.
Like
I immediately like told my friends about it, and they were just like, Whitney, you have a way with words and a horrible life.
I don't know about that, but you know, that's a good point to argue. Like, yeah, it's not a good day when a fly, you know, any bug goes in your eye.
It's the worst.
Yeah, like for one, I will say, as soon as you told me that story, I started sweating.
Just
one of those stories
too.
Yeah, and I remember one time I was so excited. I got a fresh cup of coffee, and I was walking outside, and a fly landed in it. And I threw out that coffee. We can't throw out our eyes. That sucks.
No, yeah, exactly. That's, those selfish flies. Yeah.
I didn't think people were this passionate about apricots, to be honest.
You know what? The only way that I actually kind of enjoy them is if they're dried.
Huh.
And they've got more sugar to them. But just eating a fresh one, they're tasteless. They're hairy. they're pointless.
Yeah, tasteless, hairy, and pointless. You could probably use that to describe Harley in the morning as well.
No.
Harley in the morning.
Delivering papers in the snow and minus 40 weather is no piece of cake.
Oh, I bet that would be a brutal job. Yeah.
Yeah, my cats still hate me.
Your cats do?
Yeah.
From not spending time with them, or from not delivering them their mail?
From trudging through snow multiple times.
Oh, you're taking them through the snow. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine cats would hate that.
No, calves. My calves.
Oh, I heard cats the whole time.
No.
I was picturing you just taking some cats by the scruff and taking them on your walk.
No.
No, okay. My mistake.
Was at one place buying bras, and some lady starts talking to me, and now we're good friends. So.
Oh, yeah. If I had a nickel for every time that happened to me.
when you were buying bras.
Did you just reveal that you're afraid of potatoes?
I am. 100%. It's my biggest fear.
Mr. Potato Head is turning over in his grave.
I'm okay with Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
Real deal. They don't come in my house. We don't go buy them at the grocery store. We don't look at them. We don't talk about them.
they who shall not be named. They're potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, they're so creepy. They are my biggest fear.
I love that. They're so creepy. That's what people just usually say about me, but.
Nope, potatoes.
Maybe it's just because I look like a potato. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Cherry, I'm glad that you're not afraid of, wait for it, cherries.
Me too. There's a group online of other people that are afraid of potatoes. I found them.
That's insane. Well, good luck staying safe from those monsters.
Thanks.
Men who are 5'4" live almost 3 years longer than men who are taller than 5'4".
You know what? I'm going to slap a big I don't care on that.
Why?
Because 3 years, whatever. And when you're old, like, whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, you hear that? People who are 5'4". Doesn't even matter.
How about 3 years?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Your voice still say bye, Harley.
Bye, Harley.